Hey everyone, welcome back to another Matt Steinwade podcast in 10. Here I am with Brock. I call him Broccoli now.
How you going, everyone?
Hello.
Hope everyone's going good.
Hi, Broccoli. You probably heard all those jokes before.
A million times.
Cauliflower.
I haven't heard that one, actually. That's actually a new one.
All right. Today, I shared an Instagram post this morning about a blind surfer. I'd love to do a podcast on this one because there's a little bit more I'd like to say with more than 60 seconds on an Insta grab. So I was surfing this morning and there's this guy out there and he was on a fluoro orange board and he had blind surfer written on his wetsuit, on the back, on the arms. And I actually know the guy through someone else and I said, "Oh, are you Matt?" And he goes, "Yeah, yeah." And I said, "How's it going?" And like, it was a decent size. And where we were surfing is Box Head, which is like, it's sort of like where the ocean meets the river mouth. So it's like super sharky.
Yeah, right.
It's, you paddle out in the morning before the sun comes up. You jump off the rocks, paddle through the channel, get over to where the buoys are for the boats that come through, the big ferries and things. You paddle over to that, like quickly get across the channel because boats can't really see you properly.
Yeah.
And then you paddle out. And when it's a decent size, it breaks quite a ways out. It's not the sort of place for someone who can't see.
Yes, that's sad.
Yeah, and I was chatting to him and we're just sitting there together and he had a guy on a jet ski that dropped him off and I said to him, like, how much can you actually see? And he goes, "I can't see anything straight ahead." So
wow.
He's got no vision straight ahead. He can only see 5% on his peripheral. Wow. So like, it's seriously blind. I said, "Well, how do you see the waves?" And he said, when they go above the horizon, he can see the horizon change. So he knows something's coming. And he said, "I go by feel."
That's amazing.
Like, that's really, really good.
That's pretty incredible.
And I was just sitting there like going, whoa, you know, like, here we are fully able and surfing. And surfing's a challenge in itself. And he was going some like bombs. And for anyone who doesn't surf, the bombs are like the big ones. And it's not an easy takeoff. It's like, I don't even know how he's doing it. And a mate of mine who was surfing out there found out that he was blind. And he said, "Mate, that guy's got some balls," like being out there. Sorry for the women listening to this right now. But it's true. And I got out of the water. I couldn't stop thinking about him all morning. And I was like, I got out of the water. And you know when you talk to a blind person, their eyes are a bit like, they don't center on anything because they're not really useful to them. And when you're talking to him, that's what it's like. And you know, you can tell he's like, you know, he's not faking it. He's definitely. But I got out of the water and I thought to myself, interesting. Like, it's a track and a half to get out there. He could have quite easily stayed in bed. Boxhead only works when it's big. So when all the beaches are closed and they're not working, that's when Boxhead works. So it's not somewhere you just go and surf. I thought, how inspiring. Like, what's his perspective on life?
Yeah.
So it's like glass half empty, half full. I'm blind. I'm going to sit there and, you know, just whatever, read Braille. I don't know what they do, but like,
it's,
if someone's, it's like, I just hang at home and just be safe. Or do I get on a surfboard and actually like feel, I mean, that in itself, feel your way through it. And it's the best metaphor for life. There's so many things that you could look at in that. Courage.
Yep.
Complaining. You know, things don't always go right in life. And I've had my fair share, but nothing to that level.
No.
But it's like, he's just not caught up in it.
No.
And he's telling me, he goes, "Oh," we're talking about Logan, my 14-year-old surfing. He goes, "Oh, does Logan want to come to the Mentawais?" So this guy is going on a boat trip to the Mentawais. Now, Mentawai Islands are like the mecca of surfing.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's over there for 10 days on a boat going to the Mentawais. I'm like, bloody hell, how does he even do that?
Wow.
So, interesting instincts.
Not letting fear stop you from doing what you want to do, really.
Yeah. Courage, drive, the way, perspective, instincts. Like, he's out there using his instincts to navigate through surf. So how can we sharpen our instincts? You know, like that decision you have to make, like that decision that you know you've got to make it and you know what's really right to make, but we don't because we're scared. And like that's totally changed my mindset around what's possible.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm out there surfing, like I'm a dad surfer these days, but yeah. I still surf a lot. And you know, like I just think to myself, how much more can I do? Like seriously, how much fitter can I get? How much more can I tune my mind? How better can I get at work? How better can I just make life in general? Are there any real hard decisions I need to make that's like stopping me? You know, that's like holding me back? Because that guy's life is different because of those decisions that he's yeah. made. Let me go. He's got a fluoro board. It's the brightest orange board you've ever seen. So he can like see the shape of it when he's fallen off and it's there and it's all whitewashed and it's yeah, yeah. you know going crazy. You know, like that's his sort of safety measure, but he just doesn't live by safety. He's there to experience as much as possible.
Yeah.
So I get so many direct messages, Brock, about from people saying, you know, should I do this or should I do that? Or life's not great. Or, and I get it. It's good to talk to someone who's been there before. But like, we really have nothing to even yeah. complain about.
Realistically, what's your excuse? If this dude's blind and can surf these waves, mm. what is anyone else's excuse?
Yeah.
That so, just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Thanks, bro.
That's all right.
So how far can we go with this thing? You know, listening to this podcast right now, you know, you may or may not be inspired hearing Matt's story. Not me, Matt, the surfer.
Yeah.
But if you're really finding things difficult right now, you got to look within. You do. You know, I've had some really tricky times recently with, you know, a couple of my kids and personal and all that sort of stuff. I've mentioned it before. You can go talk to all the people that you want. But that inside thing is where the answers are. You know, like I just loved hearing when he said to me, I just go by feel. Like that's like extraordinary.
Yeah.
Like in the surf, what does he feel? Does he feel the wave coming? Does he feel the energy change around the, you know, when a set is coming, does it feel different? Like it really intrigued me. And we're sitting there like going, you know, looking over the waves to see what else is coming. He's sitting there, can't see in front of him five centimeters, and he's feeling the shift in energy. This whole life is an energy game, you know, and that confirmed it today. The energy game is where it's at. Like we can talk about motivation. You don't need motivation if you make that decision around what you really want to do and go with it. You'll be given motivation from the universe. Like you just will. I think sometimes what you said before, Broccoli, is fear.
Yeah, it is.
Fear holds us back so much. We need to ask that person something. We need to make a decision here. We need to whatever, you know, like yeah. even if you're like really overweight and it's, you want to change it, but you know, going to the gym, it's like, you don't want to go. It's embarrassing and all of this sort of stuff. On another quick one on the gym, I saw a guy in a wheelchair on a punching bag the other day. Yeah. Have you seen him?
I haven't seen him.
No, he's sitting there on a punching bag, just there, going hell for leather, sitting there in a wheelchair, bang, 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 bang. And I walked past him, I went, you know, really crowded gym. And I was like, wow, like that's, you know, he was behind the punching bag, like, sit, you know how yeah. you sort of punch it front on?
Yeah,
he was behind, put his chair in behind, and he's sitting there just going like that, going, well, you can't see it on the podcast, but no. going like that, you know, punching this bag. And there's this other granny in there. She's about 80 something. She goes there every day on the treadmill. I film her sometimes. She doesn't know. But and put her on my story. But all of these people, you know, it's like that. It's like, what are you prepared to do to get there?
Yeah, I guess like these people, the surfer in particular, they love surfing more than they do the love. They more than they like take into account the fear of failing. Like if they fall off the wave every now and then, fair enough. But they love surfing too much to stop doing it and be scared of falling off a wave. But he loves it too much. That's what I think anyone's got to do.
Yeah. They do. It's I just want everyone to think about today what's holding them back. If there's something in your life you need to deal with, let's deal with it. And let's start moving forward at such a rapid rate that your life, the only thing that's going to come from that is success. The only thing. Is he going to be world champion? Maybe in the blind category, never in the other category. No. But, you know, he's like, he's winning his own race.
And he's not making any excuses. Like, did he ever today? Do you make an excuse of, "Well, I missed that wave because I'm blind"? He probably never did that.
No, no. He went the biggest ones actually.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
He did. He went the biggest ones. My mates was just like, "Mate, that guy's like, whoa." But he's playing all out. And I really want people to think about from this podcast today: are you playing all out? Because there's only one outcome when you do, and it's you're going to win.